Good morning.
Qué bueno, Marco.
It's good to be here today.
Cosa ver here, Marco.
And we've been on holiday.
Feria.
And it's always good when we come to the Faroe Islands because we know that.
Det är alltid gott att komma till Faroe Islands. Vi vet
that this is home.
Det heter hem.
Because there are people here who love us.
There
are people here who pray for us. And for us to be in ministry in Geneva, planting a church like we do, it's so easy to think that that is the work that is important. But we know that the real work is that it is done through prayer. And so today I want to preach from a passage that is dear to me.
So idag inte att prata i jag brott I skriften som är.
And the theme of today's message is.
Och budskapen idag.
God's empowering presence.
Kraften I Guds närvaro.
Actually, that's a title from a book by a theologian called Gordon Fee.
Det är faktiskt boka höjtje I chaen och boches. What's his name?
Gordon Fee.
Gordon Fee. Yeah. Right.
And but it's a title that I think that really envelops or covers what a Christian life should be all about.
Men det är höjte ett år som väldigt uppsummerar det här som det kristna livet snurrar sig om.
If you look in the book of Acts,
Mr. Hickory, apostlarna.
Throughout, if you just look from chapter 1 to the end of the book of Acts.
Från kapitel 8 till ändan.
And you read story after story after story after story.
Så läs man story efter story efter story.
And you do an analysis of the book of Acts. One of the things that will be so clear for you when you do that is that each and every activity you see in the book of Acts is empowered by God's Spirit. Because Acts is the beginning of the church. It's the disciples beginning to take over from Jesus' ministry to do the things that he claimed that can be done.
So det börjar den här lärjungarna övertaga från Jesus och göra det som I väste som han påstod.
And those who are clever than me say that 98% of the book of Acts is just the presence of God at work through his people.
Så det som är klagaren är att de säger att 95% av det som är I aposteln det är om hur helig anden verkar I dem.
One of the very scary points for me to even grasp as a church planter.
Så ofta tar ting som verkligen skapar ofta så mer som samkomstvånare.
Because my wife and I and our kids are planting a church in the city of Geneva.
So, kommer man över och börjar vi stanna I en nytt samkomma.
And by the grace of God, we are now in our fourth year.
Och vi når oss till över de fjärde året här.
But one of the most scary things is to think about how much of our activity is because and only because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
Så ta är det visst att det ska det öster som är att huxa om hur stor pastor, hur snäck är tänkt att ande Guds ska viska jag.
Because I think it is possible to have a church and have a Christian presence.
Du vet, jag huxar att det blir väl till att ha en samkomma, ha kristna aktivitet
and very little of it to be powered by God's presence.
Och framvis lite vara uppblåst av Herrens ande.
So the question for us today and for you and for me.
Så spurningen för det här och för mig.
It's a clarifying question.
Så det är en avklarande spurning.
How much of your activity?
Hur mycket av din verksamhet?
I'm not talking about Sunday church. I'm talking your life as a Christian is empowered by God's presence.
Så det handlar inte om att du är på möte, men din verksamhet och hela tiden är I kraft av Helige Andens.
Is it possible that you're trying to live the Christian life out of your own resources?
Kan du huxas att du röjner att leva till kristna liv ut I den egna styrke?
And one of Jesus' promises to his disciples is this.
Och det lyfton Jesus är till lärjungarna var detta.
It is better for you for me to go.
Det är bättre för dig att jag far.
Because I am going to come and I'm going to send to you my spirit.
Du är färdig och jag ska sända till dig min ande.
And you will do greater things than these you have already seen.
Så so is at he kunna göra större ting än till hela sig.
My problem is I don't believe Jesus really to be honest.
Min trouble är att jag tycker att Jesus.
What can be better than Jesus being in this room?
hvordan kan det være bedre enn at Jesus var til stede her?
No, I know you've asked me to preach, but what can be better than Jesus preaching in this room?
Jeg vet ikke at vi med prediker der, men hva kan det være bedre enn at Jesus prediker her der?
But yet that is Jesus' promise to us.
Men det Jesus løftet lok.
That it is better for him to go because he will send us his spirit.
Det bedre for tikkun at det færre, du får senda Hellig Ånd.
For through the power of the presence of God among us, he will do great things.
Du jøknen kraft när Guds jöken kraft Guds närvaro för en större ting vi jöken.
I want to share with you a story about a riot.
So jag får låta en story om en upprörsel för dig.
This is a riot that happened about 2000 years ago.
En upprörsel som hände för 2000 år sedan.
And it's a riot that happened because of the church.
Och det är en upprörsel som hände på grund av samkomna eller kyrkorna.
And so I'm going to do a Quentin Tarantino kind of thing, like the movie Quentin Tarantino.
So if I get on some Quentin Tarantino, there, the film since we're
I love his movies. Always twisting your head a little bit, doesn't
it? Yeah, this is new, hasn't it? Eskar, someone Eskar.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go at the end.
So Tess Quentin Tarantino, or Jerry, if I end them.
And we're going to read about the riot that happened in Ephesus.
So we förhända om upprustningen eller läs om upprustningen som hände i Ephesus.
And then we're going to go back like Quentin Tarantino in the back.
So look at some Quentin Tarantino så backar vi efter vad var det som hände här?
And answer the question why the riot? What happened that caused the riot?
Vad var det som hände för att upprustningen skulle hända?
So turn to us in scripture.
Ja, ska läsa. Apostlagärningarna 9 John and verse
so from 23.
Yeah. And on to
just go to 28.
Okay. Om hesa tuina, ver ikki lutla gøla um vegin. Hava silvers meir og at Demetrius. So der apostol von Luchan trúju. Fúju. Han gjorti Artemis tempel av silvere. Og vakti smiðin um ikki lutla intøk. Han kallar ein utar skærman somlaus arbeiðsmennar í fingust við slukt og seir: "Tíð menn, til vita at au hesan arbei ha við stóra inntøku okkara. Og nú søkja og høyra tíð at ikki bestu Efesus, men næstan um alt Asia hevur hesan Paulus við ívit herland so inn við lat stóran hóp og við tæt hann syr at tí ikki gutar tøyr gjørðu við hondum. Nú ikki bestu vandi fyri at hetta ikki okkara skal vera vanvirt, men eisini at tempul hina stóru gudinn og Artemisar skal vera heldur fyri okki. Og at endi skal vera gjørður av størleik hennara som alt Asia og Jærarvíkje dyrkar. Tæi tól hørtu hetta, vorðu fullir av røyju og røptu, stór Artemis Efesos manna.
So, I want to just give you 3 points.
So, if I give you 3 points,
and Oscar, I want to answer the question, why the riot?
So, grunnlega jan fer spær på spornis og kvui hendir sum prost.
But first of all I want to tell you a bit about Ephesus.
Fyrst fer fortel eg um Ephesus.
I love Ephesus because it reminds me a little bit of our city, the city of Geneva.
Yes, Ephesus fit minn meir sindur Geneva hesu bikva.
Because the city of Geneva is only just 500,000 people in the main city.
So Geneva her bikva alloy whole million folk og buinon.
And around Geneva, 50 kilometers around Geneva, it's about 1.2 million people.
So, halvannan kilometer runt om Genève, här bygger vi halvannan miljon folk.
So in all abstracts, I mean, it is a big city, but a small city.
So det är en stor by, men allugavall en liten by.
It kind of gives a punch, because it is the center of diplomacy.
So det är en kraftcenter, det är här som alla sändiga herrar är samlade.
The center of trading and banking.
Det här som bankar fuchar hem samlast och
it's got variety of people over 100 nationalities live in Geneva.
För 100 över 100 nationaliteter.
43% of the city is out of Geneva, they're not from Switzerland.
So 40% av tam ubyggnar är inte i Schweiz.
It is not the capital of Switzerland, but it is actually a powerful city.
Det är ju host där i Schweiz, men det är faktiskt en riktigt stark by.
Just like Ephesus.
Akrasum Ephesus.
Because Ephesus was not the capital, Rome was.
Ephesus var ju huvudstaden, Rome var.
Rome was the political capital,
so Rome var den politiska huvudstaden.
But Ephesus was the trading capital.
Men Ephesus var handelsmedlen.
Was a diverse city.
Det var den rich
with many different languages and cultures.
Vi nek von fjellbrøtton, metanon og malon.
It was a very spiritual city.
Eller andaliga byar.
Just like any other good city in Europe. So people are spiritual but not Christian, but spiritual.
So ans í at learn buyna í Europa so er nek fólk andali. Ikki kristin men andali.
So I know Torsion. I don't know it very well, but I know Torsion.
Kjennetorsham, ikke særlig vel, men Kjennetorsham.
It is the capital.
Det er hovedstaden.
But still a small city.
And a little boy.
Out of the whole of the Faroe Islands, most probably more diverse than any other else place you can go to.
Men det er også mer fjellbrøst enn sånne andre.
And we can debate this about being spiritual.
Vi kan også diskutere om et andalige boy.
But I think more spiritual than you think, but less Christian.
More andalige enn ditt halta, men minne kristen.
And one of the things that used to happen in Ephesus,
Tasma hent you in Ephesus,
is that the whole economy of Ephesus was centered around getting a better life.
So store pastor abuskapen on we Ephesus snus you om afua ta gawa luve ta better luve.
And so when you hear of the idol of Artemis,
so tama hoyr om et her avgoden Artemis,
it was actually a massive part of the identity and the culture of the people in Ephesus.
So vart han ulla stóru pastra samlagan um og mettan í ui fólkinum í Ephesus.
Because Artemis promised people the good life.
So Artemis lovaði fólkinum ta góða lív.
Actually, it was a dual god, god with two heads, but Artemis, Diana, is one of the aspects of Artemis.
So there were in three sinde gods, there were fast with two men and lived them.
Sexual fulfillment.
So chinsu nakta,
security, comfort,
trickleje,
and total bliss
or tan stora glädje.
And the other part of this idea of Artemis as a god,
so hugsan om Artemis man god,
was a kind of a very weird paradox of the hunter and the carer of the little animals. I don't know how you can do both, hunt and look after small animals.
So have a paradox at twist over we honum tui han bæði vært han sum jaksa í jörnu og tøksar á jörnu.
But embedded in this idol of Artemis is many gods.
Men ui rofna ui hesn gut mun vær nekv gutar.
And the question for the people in Ephesus was this: what do you want?
So spurning of tei Ephesus vær kva viltu?
What do you want?
Kva viltu hava?
And if you can feel that question, what do you want? I want dot dot dot.
So viss du kan utfylla svaret på det, er inte ta.
And Artemis promised you that.
So kan Artemis geva det.
And so the people in the city of Ephesus had mini gods.
So eller fast ju Ephesus hade såna mini gudar.
Or maybe I'll call them idols.
Atlant, låt mig kalla det avgudar.
Because for those we're looking for fertility, they had an idol and a place that could go to buy an idol of fertility.
So take some inks there for a button, take on the forcer and out good period.
And for those who wanted a lot of money, there's a place that could go and buy an idol that will help them make more money.
So take some inks there, more penger, take on the forcer and out good some certificate more penger.
And for those who wanted peace and serenity, they could go to a place in the shop that says, we offer peace and serenity, and go and buy an idol.
So take some inks there free, or free sally, or loyal, take on the forcer and out there, here can still, here can still for good.
So the question is, what do you want? And Artemis says, I can provide this for you.
So spurning Eber, kva vilt du hava, og Artemis svarar, hetta skal sørgja fyrir.
But embedded in this idol is this idea that you have to buy the idol and do what the idol tells you to do.
Men ui hesn ui rokna at try to chebre algodun sum osa sinjera sum algodun sigi.
So in our culture it would be something like 10 ways to live the most fulfilling life.
So yokra metan er jo Tuchu seed la for ta look
at ways on how to have a baby.
Tuchu seed la for got look at pap.
And I think I know what number 1 is on that list.
So it work on the moral theory, yes.
But that's the idea that you go to a god for what you need and buy the god and do the requirement so of the god for you to get what you need. So what you want.
Fresh till hetta stæðu to chape hana gulden og to so fastu eisini uppskriftna på at hesum du skal gera fyri afa.
And we know that in Ephesus this was a successful business because it was thriving.
Hetta var ein øllig góður vinnuvevur í Ephesus to chant nekva pengar.
And what tends to happen with this kind of self-help kind of approach to God?
So here slæi au sjálvu hjálpar attitude til Gud.
If you have done the 10 things that the god of fertility has asked you to do and you still don't have the child,
so if you just has your touches the ness som du ska göra för att få barn,
what comes to your mind? What comes to your mind? Did I do it correctly?
Yeah. Kan jag med tilltun? Gjorde jag det nu rätt att stina?
Was it enough?
Var det nog?
Do I need to try harder?
Ska jag göra det bättre?
And there lies the lie of Artemis.
Or how we liknen for Artemis.
Always seeking, never fulfilled.
allt är söka och röna men ångra dig att få nökta.
You go to any bookshop today.
Du först till en kvarn bokhandel idag.
You go to any very interesting or well subscribed blogs.
Eller öliga avhållade bloggar.
The dominating feature of those two.
Det som fyller bägge bokhandeln och bloggen om.
Is the promise to the quick, easy life to fulfillment.
Lyfte om ett kött och gott. Gå om vi till det gåa liv.
Artemis was a good marketer.
Artemis var tog väl marknadsföring.
So, let's go back, chapter 1.
So, låt oss
gå tillbaka. Sorry, verse 1.
Till early art.
What do we see happening in that verse?
So, kan du ge mig det? Mian,
go for it. Just go verse 1 to 7, actually, if you can do that. Yeah.
No problem. Mian Apollos var i Korint, kom Paulus till Efesus efter att han hej ferast om hinner över landsparslan. Här hittar jag några lärarsvunnar och han säger, Victor, finge ditt höll i andan, ta dig kom till trygg. Då svärar hon, vi där så mycket som hörst att höll i andan er. Han säger, kvar en dope var det tatt upp till vi. Då svärar vi dope Johannes här. Då säger Paulus, Johannes döpte vi omvändningar dope, ta han säger vi först att det skulle trygg vara han som efter han kom, det är Jesus. Ta det hörde hetta han låter dörse döpa till namn Herrens Jesus. Och ta Paulus, lej händerna att han kom höll i andan i vårt hörs. Och tar tala av vid tungan och profetera. Tar vare i allt om 12 män.
And what we see here is the disciples encountering Paul and having conversation with Paul.
So here should you have några lärsvänner möta Paulus.
As Paul makes his way into Ephesus.
So Paulus kommer in i Ephesus.
He asks them a question about their baptisms.
So spyr han om dop tar.
This response is John's baptism.
Yeah, Johannes are dope.
But what we see happen is this, he prays and lays hands on them and they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Men vi såg att han ber för dem och lägger hand på dig och det blir fyllt av helig ande.
I know I'm halfway through my sermon, but here's point number one.
Så jag kom jag hälften av talen nu och här är punkt nummer ett.
The disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Boskap nummer ett är att lärarna var fyllda av helig ande.
Why did the riot happen?
Så kvi think with an upprustin we Ephesus.
It's because the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit.
So we are lash one another filter we had on.
Here's the thing, friends.
So is that winner?
You can never come to Christ by your own effort. You can never think your way into Christ. I always say this to people in Geneva who are very educated, and I always say this to them. If somebody can have a good argument with you to bring you to faith, someone else can have a good argument for you to move out of faith. Because it's not about the argument, it is the Spirit of God that draws us in. You come to faith because the Spirit is bidding you come home. You're a Christian not because of any other reason, but only because the Spirit of God has made it possible for you to recognize the glorious beauty of the work of the finished work of Christ on the cross.
So du Christian einast tui at Heilige Anden hevur samførst um og finnst ja søkja stishna og dordna við Kristus.
And the disciples had that experience of their lives being filled with Christ.
Og ta upplivðu the lærsvennan her at blóð uppfylltu av Heilige Anden.
Because of the work of the Spirit.
På grund av verk Heilige Andens.
And yet Paul prays for them to receive the gift of the Spirit of God.
Og Paulus biður fyrir dem at
So that tells me that they needed to receive the Spirit. I need to receive the Spirit of God each and every day. For me to walk through the door out of my house every day and live the Christian life in the real world, I need to receive the Spirit of God.
For if I eat chicken when I eat kvanda or leave at much chance to have a brook for attack mode.
It is possible to have God's presence in us unactivated.
To be till have a good nerve u och men inte viskna.
It's possible for you to have assurance of your salvation and yet you don't have the power of living that life in the real world.
To be till have a vissna om trick om frelse. Men ikki hava styrkna og kraftna til at liva.
And Paul, time and time again, he's talking, if you look at his passages time and time again in the scriptures, talking to Christians, he tells them that, may you know Christ and his power in the depth of your being.
Så Paulus han säger att attra 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 må mode känna krafthöjlig andans utikra nerver utikra
inte every time he says that he's talking to Christians already.
Och ta en säger detta. Ja men så säger han att vi tryckvande text folk som har teacher vid.
But he's praying and asking that God may ignite the dynamo power inside so that that which is in can work itself out in the world.
Så han ber och höjder åt dig om att det skulle uppleva här dynamon som är hela andans kraft.
So what's happening with Paul and the disciples?
Så kan hända vi Paulus och där svan.
They have received the repentance of John.
Så tell teacher vi omvändningen.
They are Christians. They believe in the work of Christ.
Det tycker på Jesus, det tycker på Guds verk.
But they receive the power to live that out.
Men nu får de kraften att leva det ut.
It is possible to have a phoniness in a Christian life that is doubted by many other things and dumped down and not activated.
So the betile hava as a fascination of every Christendom and Jerusalem men to each year activera.
And so what caused the riot?
So kvart var det som var orsaken till upprorsen?
It was a group of disciples that were activated by the Spirit of God.
Det var en bulkur av tryggvande lærsvennon som blev aktiverad av Helige Ande.
And beginning to live their life.
Och börja leva deras liv. Och I styrke.
Here's the thing, friends. I can tell you this. I can guarantee you this.
So here, I'm Bosca Bravine. I can check the connector.
If you are the kind of Christian who says my Christian life is private,
so if you are personal, a person who says that my private,
and you're kind of Christian that kind of just prays on your own, just don't engage, just don't be, it's personal.
So to be for the Shalvan, to ask personally is trickwand, to ask for the Shalvan trickwand.
You won't get any opposition.
So far, to onga melso.
But if you're the kind of Christian that realizes that your faith in Christ is personal, but your living out of Christ is not private, it is for the good of the world.
So, hvis du hinvein samfunn rom, ja, min trygg personlig, det min egna personlig samfunn, men I livet, han ut I livet.
And you step out of your door,
og du ferdig ut jøkken hårene,
you will find opposition.
Så først å møte motstånd.
That's what happens here.
Det det som hender her.
Because those Christians who were activated by the power of the Spirit of God began to go publicly out.
So here's your head sickwander. Some new blue vision out Holy Andan for all men
to. And where did they go to? They went to the synagogue.
So Kafaudet for the synagogue now.
They came to church.
They were with church.
Like most of us have done today.
So look at some we defended there.
And Paul and his disciples began to preach no other news but the gospel.
So Paulus or Lashanar for a pratica, it's not a nut, men the same.
The gospel, the good news that God himself has come down and entered into the world and changed our lives.
Så prata om evangeliet om Jesus var kommen ner och för att bryta och kralla.
But the gift from God is given to us is something that you and I can never earn, but it's a gift given to us as a free gift.
Att gåvan vi fästne är en fri gåva, en outchapes gåva som vi given och kommer god.
The good news that Christ died on the cross, and because of the death on the cross, as gruesome as it is, you and I can walk in newness of life.
Det går ut in nu. Evangelium at Jesus er deir krossnum fyrir okkum fyrir meg og teg.
They preach nothing else but the gospel, and yet they got opposition.
They prata go onkje anna enn evangelium, men out of you think them also.
When you step out,
tæi du fyrst ut almennt,
you will be opposed.
So we're anstøvan her.
When you step out,
tæi du fyrst ut,
you will feel the resistance.
So mesh the most.
When you step out, you will be more vulnerable than you think.
So we're more sharper and the hooks are.
But you never enter into a great story of God unless you walk through the door of vulnerability.
Men du kan inte uppleva styrkan av hela andan utan att färre ut för den sharpare hårna, utan att blöda. Ge det sharpare.
Anyone can try to live the Christian life privately.
Du kan gott röjna att leva ett Christian liv privat.
It's much harder to live it publicly.
Men det är torfare att leva det allmänt.
But it's only when we step through those doors of vulnerability.
Men det bär har vi färre jöknas hårna av sharpare.
Do we enter into extraordinary stories?
So far with
and into extraordinary stories.
Yeah. So far with into their hot sailor so now.
Point number two.
So boskap nummer två.
The church had a courageous missional presence in the city.
So hända samkomman hej ena trupande stövi ui.
Isn't it interesting? Because the church started off in the synagogue.
Det är anhörst det hon samlas här i synagogan.
So Paul and his disciples were in the synagogue and they got kicked out.
So Paulus och lärarna hans sa att han oss i synagogan och blev tvättad ut.
Does this remind you of someone else?
Minne heter det om onkel Alman.
Jesus.
Jesus.
He begins his ministry.
Han börjar tala sina.
And as he's preaching, the kingdom of God has come in the synagogue.
Han ber ju tannas syna via fär in i synagogna och prata om att rydde Guds är kommet.
He gets kicked out.
Han blir tvättad ut.
Out of the safe place.
Ut av det trygga stället.
And for many of us, if when we get kicked out, we go run away as far as we can go.
Så tar vi blir sparkade ut, tvättade ut, omstans, men så renner vi så länge som vi kunde komma.
But this is what Paul does with his friends.
Nej, det är inte som Paulus gör vid vinnens syn.
They're going to the city.
De är inne i byen.
Can I just talk about the city for a second, just for a few minutes? It's much easier to go to a place where people don't know us and talk about the love of God. Because if they reject us, yeah, it's a little bit painful, but they don't know us, so it doesn't matter.
We'll
come back. We'll come back and our lives will move on.
So we come after or leave for we are.
Any mission work is difficult, by the way. Any mission work is really hard because you're breaking ground and you're going into some way. Pioneering something somewhere else is difficult.
To just make a nudge on vesture.
But can I tell you, it's often harder to reach out to those who are close to you.
Men till en torfare, ofta en torfare är det vi.
So sitting here in Torsion, it's so, if you're given the option, Klagsvik or here, I know where I want to go.
So hvis du får välmåga mellan Klagsvik och Torsion, så vet du vad du vill. Ja, jag vet inte vad det är I allt, men.
But what does Paul do? He walks out of the door. And he goes in the center of the city.
So KJ Paulus Stanford ut synagogan hafir við midbuin.
The same city that the leaders of the church were really having issues with them. That's the city they chose, the difficult one.
So ta valdi afar mitt ut við midbuin og tru buinum hersum synagogalæarnar hatt trublar við tann.
And what did they do? They went into the lecture rooms.
So kvæfaðu við ut við fyrilestrahøll.
The lecture rooms of the city.
So Hashem fearless up the hill to
this is the places where anybody who wanted to speak philosophy would pay a lot of money and sit in this place and people would listen to them talk philosophy.
So had it as taste story in Hashem taste journal with the Hoyram philosophy, that was the journal Talapenga, Fiat Hoyra, the much of much in a philosophy.
So that's what Paul and the disciples do. They go, they pay money.
So Titasum Paulus Ferger, Sintafer or Talapenga.
By the way, friends, it's expensive to do ministry in cities.
So the edust at Jethamas to Ui Stolumbuyum.
If we're going to have an imagination that believes that God's grace has come to save people.
So, hvis vi har en fædan av at nærværet høylig andans er kommet for at bjerga fæltje,
it will cost us a lot of money to do that.
So, for det koster kom penger at gjøre det.
In our case in Geneva, one of the most expensive cities in the world.
Ja, så lømmes vi I Geneva, her som vi bygger til øynene at han dyrest å bo I den uiværende.
We rent this room that we use for our church on a Sunday for 3 hours.
So, vi løyer det her lukta rommet som vi bruker til samkomna 30 timer på en sondag.
Just 3 hours a week.
Bare 30 timer a week now.
We pay $50,000 a year just for 3 hours a week.
So
we
pay $30,000 om året för det här. 3 timmar om veckan.
It costs a lot of money to do ministry in the center of a city.
Det är tämligen mitt I en by, stor by.
And we've got many reasons to believe that is why, and that is what Paul and disciples did. Out of their own reserves, went into the center, and what did they do? Spoke the gospel.
So det här som vi läser om här händer här att Paulus och vinner han säger att varför in och med på en topp tala för att få möjligheten att prata evangeliet.
And you begin to read from verse 8, if you keep going on, this word comes in the passage. Extraordinary things began to happen.
Så hvis du läser vidare från vers 8 och framåt så sägs det här ordet att händer ovanliga ting.
It's not just miracles, but extraordinary miracles are happening.
Yeah. Större kraftager än vanligt.
And I just want to let you know, friends, that when God is moving,
så tar jag god griper in och flyter ting.
Extraordinary things happen.
Ovanliga ting vill hända.
When it's God on the move,
at her god griber inn og flyt.
No one can stand in the way.
Her kan ungen stekka, ungen for.
And the last point, the church gives up idols.
Pardon?
The church gives up its idols.
Yeah. Så den syste tredje bådskapen at samkomman gjever opp sine avgudar.
When the Spirit of God comes to the people of God, we live our lives in public.
So, tai under Guds kjemmer, og vi blir liv okkar lov allmänt.
Empowered by the Spirit of God.
Vi styrkje Hellige Andans.
We enter into the places where God is working right in the midst of the cities or midst of places of need.
So, her vi inn i støver, og i mittebøynen, her som Gud virkar, her som Gud virkar, og støven her som vi ikke ser vi har.
But thirdly, we get rid of idols.
Men som det sista, vi kommer av vi avgudarna.
I really don't have a lot of time to flash through this, but I will be very, very quick. I was very, very purposeful by using the word the church gets rid of idols. Because what is an idol? An idol is anything that gives you a sense of meaning, purpose, or significance, or identity outside of God.
En avgudur ert kvørst som gjev der samlaga og møyning i løvnum, men som ikkje god.
There are so many idols.
Så nekri avgudar.
Sometimes the idols come as a political answer.
Så onkudur så kjem avgudur i form av en politiska samføring.
Where the church believes that if we get the right politician in the right place, then the right thing will happen, and that becomes the idol. The church is embodied in this idea that we can win the world through political power.
So samkomman hon vil slukt upp av som tankan om att bär vi välja att rätta politikerna, politiska samföringarna, så får vi det bröda samfället, så får vi det bjärga hemma.
The disciples had nothing else to offer the world but Jesus and Jesus alone.
Men lärjungarna hade inte annat att bjärga hemma än Jesus och Jesus alone.
An idol could be a style of doing Christian work. If we do things like this, like this, like this, and then we will impact the world. So the strategy becomes the thing that we're fighting for.
So maten vi gjør at hennes noen point, blir det her som vi strues for. Hette maten vi gjør det på.
This passage shows us that it is the power of God at work when we proclaim the gospel, and gospel alone.
So brought here voices at the bara vi pratica evangelia andaskraft a bit.
We don't change the world because of systems, we change the world because of God is actively at work in us.
So vi brought that issue with strategy on the system on the matana at the stuilon with brought that we at andasverk.
But I use the word church because you as an individual, you are the church.
Men tit einstaklingar tit samkomma.
But you and me are the church, so wherever we go, the church is on the move. And the problem is that the church, you and me, we have the same idols as the idols of Ephesus, the idol of the
city.
If only I buy that pair of jeans, then I'll feel better.
So Luke, if I have here go a couple books now, so we're up there.
The lie of Artemis.
So the lignano Artemis.
If only I have the cup of coffee in that exclusive coffee shop.
There, if I order like a coffee mon, I can have a cafe.
And so
if I look,
the church and the world, we have the same idols.
So some common or heimren will have to show me how good on it.
Of greed, consumerism.
Now for brooks or.
Self-centeredness. Everything about our culture is about me, myself, and I, and how I feel. We can never know the power of God at work until we get rid of idols. If I work more, if I try harder, if I. So contra to the gospel. We bring the values of the world into the church and we operate out of the value of Artemis.
So we take a virne u heimnon in u samkomna og arbei efter virne
og. And friends, yet the gospel is clear and simple and yet it's confronting as this.
So boskapen u evangelion einfaldur, men han konfronterer oss.
You and me, we are broken and we cannot save ourselves.
Vi broten og vi kunne ikkje.
No matter how many books you're going to buy to the How to Live the Christian Life 10.6 or whatever, it's the same self-help stuff. It is atomous.
So I want to say kusna ga bøkur to chaper blokkar leser om so is 6 punkt eller 20 punkt til at få ta lukkliga løyve ta kristna løyve.
The gospel comes to us and tells us that actually only when you recognize that you are broken and that you cannot serve yourself.
So boskaven so chamber evangeliet til okkum fortel okkum samfør okkum te er bæra við as insuchia við der broten og við ikki kunnu bjarga okkum.
When you recognize that you are poor and broken and here's the key word in need.
Try to ask Allah that to ask broten to fatakir og to brug fyri hans hjálp.
Only then can you receive.
Bæra ta kanst ta gemot.
You can't earn it.
Du kan ikki for a jeda.
You can't buy it.
Du kan ikki kjøpa ta.
It comes to you.
Ta kemur til tøy.
When you recognize your brokenness and your emptiness.
I do awesomer to infatha kadom to tell
me. And simultaneously at the moment when we recognize we are broken, we are sinful, we are far from God, at this very same moment we recognize we are loved, we are worth it, and God has done it all for us simultaneously at the same time.
Just utulati hadu awesomer at to erfatha kadu tom to kan ochu da sholvon. Samstundes ver du samfører om Kailaga Guds og hvordan han har gjort alt.
It is a city like Geneva where people come to try to save the world and try to come and make a lot of money and try to do gooders. It can be so disempowering to hear the good news of the gospel.
Ja, og jeg har en bøye som Geneva her, det er sånne folk som er ambitiøse og skulle gjøre så reelle nek ting og få sånne skafte at få henne båskapen om at du ikke kan gjøre.
You can't earn it, friends.
Du kan ikke forvinne det.
It's a gift.
Det er en gave.
Only given to those who recognize their brokenness, no matter how or long you think you are religiously active.
Bæra given til tei sum asana at tei broten, at tei onchu kunni við sér sjálv.
And in one hand, humility.
I want to push launch their vision to
in the other hand, boldness.
So with your only hand, the aim of pleasure, he now your dirve.
We receive the gift that is us and for us alone.
Taka við við móti gávuna sum er fyri okkum, bæra fyri okkum.
Given.
Unearned. Pura overwhelming. Oh, uppobor.
That's the good news.
Te er tanga o boskap.
I'm going to finish you with a quote from a friend, a guy called John Tyson.
If I end up with a citate from John Tyson,
he puts it this way, and this has become our prayer as well as a leadership in my church.
So hetta blivi okkara tema í samkomnu hjá okkum.
We want a theology that cannot be dismissed.
So við ynskja eina gudfrøði sum ikki kann avvísast.
And a power that cannot be denied.
Ana kraft sum ikki kann avnoktast.
Because very often we trade one for the other.
So often so buðu við um.
We can have heavy theology in our heads and yet we're not experiencing the power in our lives.
Við hava teologina gott frá nei hatt non men upplýst kraft nei.
Or we can be pursuing for power and action and activity where we like the goal is spread and everything and yet our theology is like empty tins. We don't understand why we believe what we believe.
Ella við øllar vistjun og øllar kraftfullu og kraftvirksemi men gleyma purasta gott frá nei.
But imagine a church, imagine individuals and Christians who understand full heads, full hearts, full engagement.
Men um við verðum samkomur kristin sum er bæ sum er samansett av bæ fullt í hjartanum, fullt í hjartanum og í virksemi.
My prayer for you.
Tey mun bøn fyri tykkum.
That you may know the power of Christ.
At tey mo mestja og uppliva kraft Kristus.
Not just in your head,
it's especially hjartanum,
in your heart,
í hjartanum.
That he would activate in you
at han vil aktivera sedu verk
the ability to walk by faith
in lagan at genga utrik.
We stop this thing of saying we're going to go on a prayer walk. Wherever you're walking, it should be a prayer walk.
Við mugeva sé to sum við fætla na bønar gong ella bønar gong to við genga aftur
by faith
geng utrik
and ask God to empower you
or be good om at gera stisja
so that it may be said.
So ta kan vera sagt om
look
hick
just like Christ
akrasum Christos akrasum yes.
Let us pray.
Now that can be
God, it's our desire this morning
good touch the fear in the morgue
to be empowered by you
be your mat at we more for craft to in.
It is our desire this morning, Father, to walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, I pray for us who are feeling a little bit like we are nowhere near.
Og jeg ber for dere som kjenner dere så, at vi er slett ikke nærhendes.
I pray that you give us spiritual imagination to believe at what could be because we said yes to you.
At vi kunne få en samføring, at vi kunne få en sjøen, vi sjøen, og at vi kunne være i tøyne styrt.
I pray, Father, for a big God idea in our minds.
Jeg ber god at vi kunne få større samføring at her i åkere høtt.
That we offer our prayers by faith.
Jeg vil sende dere bønn og utsikt.
And our worship with all.
Og tilbyen og samføring.
And our service with joy.
Og tjeneste og glede.
And Father, even when we enter through times of suffering, that we can do so with hope.
Og tar vi ferdig jokken løyengar til jer, at vi kan gjøre det vi vil.
Knowing that we have a big God.
Vitande at vi har en større Gud.
Who's about to do far more than we can begin to imagine.
So my favorite year I'm neck for and we do her kun the women dock.
We pray all this in the precious name.
We be as that we do the
name Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.